Leo, always great to have you on the show. Thanks very much for being with us. And listen, Leo, there is a fair amount of negativity, or at least there was, in some preseason prognostication south of the border about the Raptors. Where do you rank the Raptors in the Eastern Conference, Leo?
Well, Roger, hey, always good to be on with you. You know, it really is kind of laughable. I don't know where these predictions come from. And, you know, obviously you have to question the expertise of some of them because they just throw things out there. I mean, as soon as, you know, Celtics got down to four players from last year and got Hayward and Irving, all of a sudden they were going to be the top team, just like that, which, you know, I wasn't buying. A lot of people were a little down on Cleveland. I'm not buying that either. And all of a sudden Washington, who really hasn't changed at all for the last two, 3 years, you know, all of a sudden they're moving up to one or two. And so I don't understand where all this is coming from. And then the Raptors, who their core stays intact, and they did some tweaking, which I think for the better, all of a sudden dropped down. So it's illogical to me, and I don't get it. And going into this season, I thought the Raptors were going to be one of the top three teams, and that included pre-Hayward going down and all that. So this team now, we're also seeing right now, Raptors get off to a good start. All of a sudden, people get overly excited, and it starts going the other way. So my feeling all along has been that this is a team that, you know, I like the core. I like the, like I said, it's so many additions by subtraction, so many additions, period, and the youth in this team, and they're a nice blend. And I'm pretty excited about the prospects for the season.
So am I, and I agree with it, Leo, and I don't know where it comes from either, but that's, how I guess, everybody else's problem, because the Raptors are off to a nice start, and I agree with you, they seem to have a good team. Now, they did take 44 three-point shots last night. Season high from last year was 35. We talked so much in the offseason about the need to, you know, it's a three-point shooting league. Is it fair enough to say that although the personnel is, you know, pretty much the same with some tinkering, which I liked as a lot as well, are we going to see a different style? Are they going to adapt more to the new NBA? Is this going to be more of the norm? Are they going to float up those three-pointers the way the rest of the league appears to be doing, Leo?
Yeah, well, that's definitely the plan. The plan is to, you know, accelerate the tempo of play, get that ball up the floor as quickly as you can. Don't pound the ball with the dribble. Move the ball. You know, if you're putting a ball on the floor, penetrate, drive, kick. Great spacing on the floor, and try to get opportunities. And you know, that's going to lead to open three-point shots, and hopefully it's going to fall in the hands of the guys that are shooting, your best shooters, and the guys that are feeling it. They're hot. They're getting going. And, you know, there's a couple ideas there. You know, the more you shoot, the more wide-open shots you get, the more confidence you start building, and then, you know, you start knocking down shots. And the Raptors do have some guys that can knock down the threes, and I think they're really shooting the ball with confidence. So you could see even in yesterday's game, you know, first half was a little cold, but it didn't shake them. They just came right out in the second half and turned things around and started knocking them down. So that's the way they want to play. But I think it's important to note that it's not just about trying to get threes. I think what happens is, you know, when you move the ball like that and you have spacing, you get the ball goes through the interior, and whether that's a post up, whether that's a pass, whether it's off the dribble, the ball goes through, and the more you go through the paint, the better shots you get. And a byproduct of that is the more you go through the paint, the better looks your big guys get too. And we've seen Valanciunas involved, Poeltl involved, Nogueira involved, and that's a good sign, because that's an equal opportunity offense where everybody's playing. It's difficult to defend against, and teams like San Antonio and Golden State play that way, and they play it at a very high level, and that's where the Raptors are trying to get to.
Leo Routens is with us. I'm Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet tonight. Raptors heading out for a six-game road trip. Starts in San Antonio on Monday night, then off to Golden State and the Lakers coming up on Friday. We'll talk more about that trip in a bit, Leo, but Jonas Valanciunas, the Raptors announcing today, giving an update, but not much of an update, really. We knew he had an injured ankle, going to make the trip, not sure when he gets back into the lineup. How does Casey juggle things with him out of the lineup, do you think? If he is out of the lineup.
Well, just the way, you know, just the way he did it yesterday. You know, Casey did a really, you know, basically he kept, coaches like to keep their rotations intact. Once they once they find some success or get comfortable with something, they like to keep that intact. So JV went down, and all of a sudden, Nogueira, who hadn't played, goes into the starting rotation at the second half, and that allows Pirtle to keep coming off the bench. And that's the luxury that Casey does have with three capable big guys. And they all offer you something a little different. You know, Nogueira is more of that defender and quickness. And then you have Pirtle that's got the great hands, the fundamentals, just a great nose for the ball, very active. And then they got JV that's just kind of more power, and but who is playing a lot quicker and more aggressive this season to start. So you got three really good options. So there was no hesitation yesterday when JV couldn't come in, and don't be surprised if Nogueira is the starting center until JV comes back, simply because, as I said, the rotations stay intact and everybody's comfortable with who they're playing with on the floor. And also remember, Nogueira played a fair amount last year and played very well, and he played very well with that starting group. So this is one of the luxuries for Casey right now.
The luxuries is right. He does have a lot of options and more depth than we've seen on maybe any other Raptor team in history. They also have, you know, what is now a pretty veteran-laden team, you know, with DeRozan and Lowry and Ibaka, Leo, and, you know, that's got to be, you know, encouraging. But on the other hand, you know, you see rookies work into the lineup, and on a more veteran-laden team, it's always interesting to see how much playing time rookies get. We saw Norman Powell contribute pretty quickly when he was a rookie. OG now is you know, been very impressive in the infancy of his career. Maybe talk about how you work a younger player into a team that, with a veteran-laden team, that over the course of 82 games, we all know how much Lowry and DeRozan like to play. How much floor time is there going to be for the younger players? And how much, not urgency, but how much do you think Casey wants to get these guys as much floor time as possible in a regular season, as we all know, is long?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is, Roger, kind of gone by the wayside a little bit. People really haven't taken notice or, in my opinion, made a big enough deal of what Dwayne Casey's been doing, and the Raptors, you know, management, you know, Messiah, Jerry, Bobby Webster, and how they put this team together. You know, the Raptors, for the last few years now, have been contending for the Eastern Conference. Yet at the same time, they've still remained one of the youngest teams in the NBA. And what they're doing is there's a big cross section of development happening with that core group of veterans that are on the floor, and that's not easy to do. And they've also implemented, you know, the 905 in Mississauga, where they have players, you know, they'll go back and forth. If they're not getting as many minutes, they go up to keep their confidence up and keep their conditioning up. You have other guys that are over there that, you know, they're looking at and developing. It's really, I think, a tremendous balance of trying to win now and trying to build and prepare for the future at the same time. And not many teams can do that. Usually the teams that are in the mix, let's just look at a Cleveland, for example. If Cleveland's the team that's supposed to win it all, well, that's a veteran team. I mean, you know, it's a bunch of guys that are just, you know, hanging on, trying to get the ring. And if LeBron leaves Cleveland, there's nothing there. I mean, these guys are not going to be able to compete anywhere near that level. Whereas the Raptors, you have these guys that are going to be ready to step in. And because Dwayne Casey's been doing such a good job with these guys, that's where a Norm Powell went from, you know, being a second rounder to trying to find some time to all of a sudden now being rewarded with a big contract and in the starting lineup. Then you got a guy like C.J. Miles, a veteran that comes over here that really understands how to play, brings the three-point shooting the Raptors definitely need. And Casey's got him out there with that second unit. That second unit has been performing tremendously. You know, I think one of the reasons that they were able to go get C.J. Miles, that there was confidence that they could trade a Corey Joseph because of the development of a Fred VanVleet and a DeLon Wright and what they can bring to the table. So I think it's been a really nice balance of development and the need to win, which you don't see in a lot of teams, and it's impressive. And I think people need to pay a little bit more attention to that because that bodes well for not just right now, but down the road.
That's a great point. And people talk about when LeBron leaves the East or retires or whatever happens down the road for him, that road is still there. This Raptor team can be good for a lot of years. That's so true. One of the reasons for that, of course, is DeMar DeRozan, who, you know, really is developing and already moved up into the list of all-time great players in this franchise. Is there still one more level that he can give us, do you think? How good is DeMar DeRozan, in your mind, going to wind up being when all is said and done in his career, Leo?
Well, I mean, he's already an all-star. And, you know, I think the putting your team in a position to vie for a championship, that's kind of the next step. And I think, you know, for his development, really, it's just playing the whole game. It's playing every aspect of it. You know, being a factor at the defensive end, being a facilitator on offense, you know, doing what you do with less dribbles. And we've seen that in the first couple of games now. You know, don't pound it as much. Play off your teammates. Make the game a little easier. Everything's a little quicker. Continue to be a threat. And, again, I don't want to overplay this because everybody beats us to death. You don't have – DeMar DeRozan is not going to be a three-point shooter. But you want to just be a threat. You know, you want to be able to knock down a couple here and there just to keep people honest, let them know they just can't sit back and leave you there. And on that note, for all the teams and all this talk about defense and all that, and if you say a guy can't shoot threes, well, he sure gets to everywhere else he wants to. So you can knock his threes or knock all the defenders that are trying to guard him, because it doesn't make sense to when you sit there and watch what he's able to do every single night. So he's got a great mid-range game, and I just think it's, again, it's knowing that, you know, he's got the contract. He's got the big money. It's not about stats. It's not about proving anything. It's about playing the game the right way to win a championship or put yourself in a position to try to do that. And I think that's his involvement right now. That's where he's got to go. And, you know, again, you're only looking at a two-game test so far, and this road trip's coming up. But you're seeing a lot of that kind of mentality in his game right now.
No question about it. Leo Routens is with us, Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet tonight, as the Raptors get ready to take out their six-game Western swing starting in San Antonio Monday night. Leo, talk about the grind that is for players, and I don't know how you would feel about it. You've played in the league. You've been around the game a lot of years. But, you know, the fact that this trip comes so early in the season, as it quite often does for the Raptors, but after two home games, now the massive six-game swing, the longest of the season, San Antonio, Golden State, Lakers, Portland, my goodness, Denver, Utah, you get to see the country in a hurry, don't you? What's it like at this time of year? Is it a good thing maybe to develop some team unity cohesion, or does it make any difference when you do this thing?
Well, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing, especially when you have that core group the Raptors have. It lets you get out on the road. You know, you got some good bonding time, less distractions. You know, go take care of business. It's not easy. I mean, this is a long haul. It's a grind. You're playing some very, very good teams. Now, there's no back to backs on this trip, which is, you know, I think maybe at the end. But you got good spacing on this trip as far as the games go. So it's just a question of being focused. And you know, when you look back, I mean, the Raptors have been in a situation before where all of a sudden you're in February and March and all these other teams that are trying to make a run still have to make this trip. And now you're tired. Now you're banged up. You know, maybe this guy's hurt or that guy's hurt. It's not that much fun going out there. You get it done with now. You do the heavy lifting early, and you get to kind of work at home to close out the season and do what you have to do. So I like it. I think as long as your guys are focused, and again, you have that professionalism about you from having that core group, that you can pull this off.
I would agree with that. I think I've talked to a lot of coaches in the game, Leo, and they like those long trips early in the season for those reasons you just said. So, but it is what it is. Next opponent, the San Antonio Spurs, they really remain the gold standard in the NBA, don't they, Leo? You know, what you want to accomplish as a franchise is, yeah, you'd like to win another championship, but Coach Pop on down, that organization just reels off 50-win season after 50-win season, and usually it's closer to 60 or over 60 than it is 50. They're just the model of consistency, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they just seem to do everything the right way, and you know, you got a great coach and Greg Popovich management. You know, I mean, if you come there, you're going to come in there, you know, to win a championship or at least be in the mix. You're going to do it this way or you're not going to be here, period. And everybody buys in and that's it. And it's the way you want to run a franchise. There's not a lot of high turnover. You have core group of guys. You have, you know, like I said, you have a coach that's been there, management, everybody's intact. Nobody panics at the first sign of something bad happening. You know, they've just shown tremendous longevity, tremendous scouting. And they're, you know, they're a difficult team to play against because they make you work. They break you down. They move the basketball. They play a very unselfish style of game. And it just seems that no matter who's on the floor, you know, they're ready to play. And, you know, we talked about that development component for the Toronto Raptors. You see that with San Antonio. They use their G League team. They have guys that are, you know, sit on the bench and wait for their opportunities, and they develop over time. So it's very similar to what, you know, the Raptors are trying to do, and except they've been doing it for a long time.
Doing it for a long time and been very successful at it. Monday night, Raptors start their 6-game Western swing in San Antonio. Leo Routin's joining us, of course, from NBA and Raptors TV. They're great analysts. Leo, you're the best. Thanks so much for this. Have a great week. Always great to have you on the show.
I appreciate it, Roger. Thanks very much.